This is Antimatter, the marketing podcast hosted by Great Matter, where we mix strategy and digital marketing with explosive results. Have you ever had one of those weeks where you launch new content, say a slick video or a thoughtful blog post, and it just goes great? You're watching the analytics, the reach is climbing up, likes are pouring in, the share count is ticking up, the team is buzzing, and for a second, you feel like the king of the marketing world.
It's the best feeling in the world, that little hit of vanity metric dopamine. But then a few days later, you pull the real report. New leads, crickets, sales, not one. And suddenly those likes and views feel all for nothing.
And today, we're not going to just stare into it. We're going to give the blueprint to build a bridge right over it. Welcome back to Antimatter, the podcast where we turn marketing noise into marketing momentum. I'm Adam Weiss, founder of the marketing agency Great Matter.
And I'm Annie Cahoon, head of marketing. Last week, we talked about setting goals that actually grow your business. But here's the thing. A goal without a conversion strategy is just a super expensive wish.
Exactly. You can go viral for dancing with a houseplant. You can post 5 times a day on every platform known to man. But if none of that activity turns your audience into actual customers, you're not marketing. You're just blowing money into the wind. You're just busy. You're contributing to the static.
Today, we're going to figure out why your content isn't making connection with your audience and how to fix that.
All right, guys. Part one, the diagnosis. Megaphone versus magnet. Let's kick this off with the most common diagnosis. A ton of content fails because it's a megaphone for the brand, not a magnet for the customer. It's a constant stream of, look at our new feature, look at our award, look at our team retreat.
And here's the hard truth. Your customer didn't wake up this morning thinking about your brand. They woke up thinking about their problems. The quarterly report's a disaster, their team is underperforming, and they can't figure out how to get more done in less time. So, if your content doesn't intersect with their world, you're just going to be screaming into the void.
It's the ultimate marketing do this, not that. So first, not that. A slick Instagram carousel showing off your beautiful, modern office space with a caption like, so proud of our amazing workspace, #culture, which, by the way, would make me as a client think, why are my invoices so high? Instead, do this. A carousel that starts with the headline, is your team quiet quitting? Here are 3 ways to re-engage them in under a week. One is about you. The other is for them. You see the difference?
And can we please talk about the trend trap? Look, hopping on a viral TikTok video can be fun, but if it has zero connection to what you're actually trying to achieve, it's totally pointless. You get a quick rush of views from people who will forget about you in 3 seconds. It's a dead-end street that just happens to have a lot of traffic.
That brings us to part two, the symptoms, reading the red flags.
How can you tell if your content is missing the mark? The warning signs are usually flashing in bright neon. For me, the biggest issue is drive-by views. Plenty of people seeing the content, but no one sticks around to interact.
Yes, that's the curiosity trap. You are interesting enough to make them pause their scroll, but not quite compelling enough to make them care. 1,000 people might see your post, but if you only get 2 likes and 0 clicks on that link, you haven't created content. You've created digital wallpaper. Is just part of the scenery.
And another one too, your blog gets a ton of organic traffic from Google, but your bounce rate is 90%+, and no one ever clicks through to your product page or signs up for your newsletter.
That's a classic case of being a helpful stranger instead of a trusted guide. You successfully answered one specific question for them, but you completely failed to introduce yourself as the ongoing solution. You gave them a fish, but you didn't even mention you sell the world's best fishing rod with carbon fiber and cool stuff.
All the good stuff. And, you know, honestly, maybe the most critical symptom of all, you're having the wrong conversation at the wrong time. It's like asking someone to marry you on the first date.
Nice.
You're asking for a massive commitment, like a sale or a demo, from someone who barely even knows you. You have to match your message to their mindset. Are they just browsing the menu, or are they ready to order their main course?
This brings us to part three, the cure, building your bridge. Enough diagnostics. Let's talk treatment, Dr. House. The first step, and this is the first thing we do at Great Matter when we bring on a new client, is a brutally honest audit of your message-to-market match. If your content doesn't solve a burning pain or unlock a deep desire for your ideal customer, it will never convert, period.
But once the message is right, every single piece of content needs a job. Think of the funnel like a relay race. Awareness content runs the first leg. Its only job is to get the baton to the next runner. Then there's consideration content. This grabs the baton and its job is to deepen the relationship. And finally, action content takes that final handoff and sprints for the finish line.
And for the love of marketing, make your call to action painfully obvious. We're talking big, bright, and impossible to miss. Don't hide a link in bio in a sea of 30 hashtags. Don't be coy. Tell people exactly what you want them to do. Download the free guide. Book your 15-minute demo. Shop the collection now. Be direct. Be clear. Be confident.
And you want to make sure you have a strong finish, too. Sometimes the content is brilliant, but the follow-through is a disaster. You get the click, but the landing page is a clunky, confusing mess from 2008.
Or it's your homepage. Please don't do that.
Exactly. Or they download your guide and the confirmation email looks like a total phishing scam. The conversion path has to be a frictionless slide, not an obstacle course.
This brings us to part four, your action plan. We don't just talk theory here. Here's your action plan for the week. Pull up the last three pieces of content you published, and for each one, answer this question. What was the one action I wanted someone to take after consuming this?
And then the follow-up question, did I make the action the clearest, easiest, and most compelling thing on the screen? And be honest, if the answer is no, you've found a major hole in your conversion strategy.
Next, get nerdy with your data, and I mean really nerdy. Use GA4, Google Analytics, to track event-based conversions. Use a tool like Hotjar or Microsoft Clarity to watch actual session recordings of where people are clicking and where they get stuck. Look past the vanity metrics and dig into the data that shows intent, click-through rates, scroll depth, time on page, and goal completions. That's where the truth lives.
And don't be afraid to revisit your past performers. If you have a blog post that got tons of traffic but zero conversions, the topic is probably worth a repost. The message is right, so don't throw it out. Just repurpose it into something new. Turn the core idea into a short video, repackage it as a downloadable checklist. Sometimes it's not the message, it's the medium.
Let's bring it all home. If your content is generating awareness but not action, you have a problem with either your message, your call to action, or your follow through. Fix the match, clarify the next step, and actually guide your audience across the bridge. Do that, and you'll close the conversion void for good.
Join us next week, where we're getting tactical. We'll break down which marketing channels are actually printing money in 2025 and which ones are nothing more than a budget bonfire.
You won't want to miss it. Until then, if this episode sparked an idea, the single best thing you can do for us is to share it with a teammate or drop a 5-star review wherever you're listening. It truly helps us out.
We'll catch you next time on Antimatter.